Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people! Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck!
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
Woo-wee! Typical. Unprofessional.
Wow, what a lively studio audience we have here today. Holy smokers. One more round of high fives, everybody.
Making it by the skin of his teeth, everybody. That's put your right. hands together for Chuck Thompson.
I should brush more often.
He literally
Good morning and aloha.
Chuck literally has one thing he has to be on time for all week.
Yep. And I can't wait to spend this another fact-filled hour with y'all. That's right. This is KAKU 88.5, the voice of...
Gravy.
This is not NPR. This is BGR, baby. And you're a part of the Biscuits and Gravy Nation. You got to dial down into the Truth Network. I'm the host of the Biscuits and Gravy Show, Chuck Sauce, in the studio today. We have the one, the only, my co-host, my cohort, my co-something, Vincent.
Say my name.
I brought treats. I hope that makes up for me being, like, you know, almost late. Sorry, Tony.
Biscuit is right here.
Ooh, that's right. That's the sultry sound of Vincent Fodey,
the people
comedian
have spoken,
extraordinaire.
And they enjoy when I host the show.
They do. There's some sort of, like, consistency. But I like the more fluid approach that I take of hosting the show.
So we almost got to do another Vince Hour.
Oh, my God. Are you going to be, like, hungover and tripping on acid? Or are you, like, you look, like, sharp as a pencil right now. Holy smokes.
It's because I had to wake up super early this morning.
You look like Dapper Dan if I've ever seen one.
And you know what's funny? Out in the lobby, they were just playing a rerun of Biscuits and Gravy. And I'm wearing the same shirt in the rerun that they were playing that I'm wearing right now.
It's a biscuit miracle.
What time did you wake up today?
I woke up at 7:15.
You woke up at 7:15?
And
then did you drop Valentine's Day stuff off at my house?
No, that wasn't me.
No?
No. What'd you get? Anything good?
Well, who was it?
I didn't drop anything off at your house.
Did your wife?
I don't know. Maybe. She would have done it early. She goes to work early.
Okay. It must have been her.
Yeah.
Because I woke up this morning. I had to wake up at 7:45.
Whoa.
Which is, like, super early for me.
So you woke up a half an hour later than me and then did a huge thing and you made it here before me.
And then I went, I was walking out my front door and on my doorstep was, like, Valentine's Day candy. And it said, Happy Valentine's Day from C&C. So maybe it was C&C Music Factory?
Yes, clearly C&C. I've been waiting to make a C&C Music Factory joke for ages. I wouldn't usually...
And you let me beat you to it?
Yeah.
It's a shame. So it wasn't Chuck and Christy. It was C&C Music Factory.
Clearly.
Well, thank you, C&C Music Factory.
Ooh, what kind of candy was it?
I don't know.
Okay. You didn't open it up. You didn't cherish it?
I did not cherish it yet.
Tough to say
it
for me.
It wasn't like a Whitman sampler. It was more like... Nerds rope
really?
Type stuff.
Wasn't it? You know, I don't know who that's from then. Do you have any other couples that are power couples that are C&C Music Factory?
The Power Men 5000.
Boop.
But yeah, I'm going to eat so much of that candy that it's going to make me sweat.
Mm.
And then we're going to have so much energy that everybody's going to dance now.
That's right. Burn off those nerds rope.
I really thought it was you.
Not me, but it could be anything that Christy does good. I also got to take all the credit for.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's why I'm also dressed nice and I'm all covered in sand as well because I was hanging out with friend of the show, Shaheen.
Oh, yeah.
Early in the morning.
From Maui Barefoot Weddings.
Yeah, Maui Affordable Barefoot Weddings.
Maui Affordable Closings. And just kidding.
And so I was doing some wedding photography for him. And it looks like you got a lot of candy.
Yes. So two parts.
What are these? Some sort of
candy. It's
what
like
are these?
Rice
Cocoa
Krispies. Treats, except
they
it's
Cocoa
like,
Krispies.
I think so. You tell me. I don't know. My wife made them. What do I know?
Those are Cocoa Krispies. I think.
Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah.
One. I'll be a little. Mm.
Being a little bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of sad. It's like an O. Henry story. It's sort of a sad little twist that as soon as I ended my diet, it was when you started your diet.
Yep.
And also, O. Henry, name
chew
of a
more,
candy...
Chew more into the microphone.
O. Henry is the name of a candy bar, which you also can't have on your diet.
I know.
What a twist.
Ah.
What's a twist?
Ah.
But you're looking good, man.
I feel good.
Look good, feel good. I know. Like, I felt so good. I was in such, like, an elevated mood as well.
Oh, no. I got keto flu the other day and was cranky as all could be.
But, like, just slimming down a little bit and being eating more healthy, which I don't know how pork rinds is eating more healthy.
It's
but,
a miracle. All I need is a miracle.
But by the end of January, I was in such a great mood. I had, like, such a positive attitude. I look good. I feel good.
I disagree. There were some days you were so cranky pants. I was like, you need to eat some carbs, bro. Your sugar crashing.
Well, it's
either that or I was really obnoxious and finally pissed you off. I'm not sure what would happen, but I always blame the diet. I never blame myself.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
Really? You thought I was cranky?
Oh, a couple times.
When was that?
You know, like when I was like 10 minutes late to everything all the time.
Yeah, it must have been the diet. But you're looking really good.
I feel good. I didn't do – I like have all these shirts that –
And this is, I mean, you're still at the beginning of the diet, too. But
I'm like a scuba diver, right? Like, you gotta, like, you can't just go all the way down 100 feet. You gotta, like, go down and wait a little bit and go down and wait a little bit.
You gotta compress.
Yep. Or else you get the Nicky Benz. So I lost weight and then I held it off and I lost, and I do it. I'm gonna do incrementally. And eventually, my goal is to lose a whole 100 pounds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I was looking at a picture of you that I have on my fridge from a couple years ago.
Nothing weird. We just have pictures of each other on our fridges. Ooh. Don't you guys listening at home?
I have more pictures on my fridge of you and me together than I do of anybody else.
Including
my wife.
That's the way it should be. Yeah. High five for all the ages. Bro love.
But I have a couple pictures of you and me, and you're much bigger.
Yeah, especially the
comparatively, picture. you're like that Stone Temple Pilots song. You're half the man I used to be.
Yeah, especially that picture, that selfie of us at me and Boosh's wedding.
Oh yeah,
I was chunky hamster. My hats don't even fit me anymore.
The picture of the comedy show where I'm sitting on your lap.
Yeah, dog, it's a huge one.
I look like a child.
I went from being Santa to the elf.
Take time with a wounded hand. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show, and I just want to remind everybody listening at home, if you're listening to us live on the radio, you're probably listening to us on 88.5 KEKU, the voice of gravy, and don't forget that you can also watch us on Channel 55. So that's right. It's the 8s and the 5s, everybody. 88.5 and also Channel 55.
And on live Maui TV. Stream. Ooh, get to that app, baby.
And
baby.
On Two Girls, One Stream, you can watch us on there. If you happen to miss any of the shows, don't forget that you can also go back and listen to all of our episodes.
We
commercial free. Yeah. Can you believe it? You can listen to all of our episodes commercial free online 24 hours a day. You can go to biscuitwars.com where we stream all of our episodes.
So relevant.
But anywhere that you guys get your podcasts from, you know, be it Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, I think is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those places, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. And you can listen to all of our past episodes for free, commercial free. If you want to email us, you can email us at biscuitsandgravy808. If you want to send us some Chuck Stuff, the Knowledge Buffalo questions.
Yeah, email us to the cows.
You can catch us on Instagram, biscuitsandgravy808. You can catch us on Blue Sky, biscuitsandgravy808. Subscribe to us on Blue Sky. We make a promise to you that we will never post anything.
Yes.
Same thing with our Patreon.
No, never.
But you can find us. We only have one. We only have one tier on Patreon. It's the biscuit tier.
Ah, you get it? That's a play on words, baby, or a portmanteau.
Oh man! So this is a nice little dessert that I'm eating right now, which is the perfect follow up. I just ate a katsu musubi, a chicken katsu musubi from Minute Stop, and I got my UCC coffee. I'm having like an amazing breakfast.
You are. The breakfast of champions.
UCC coffee is like my favorite canned coffee.
Mm-hmm. I say it's better than even other coffees.
It's a Japanese coffee.
They perfect everything.
And you can't find it. I've never seen it on the mainland. And you can't find it in all the stores out here. But anytime I go to a place that has the UCC coffee in a can with the milk, I always get it every time.
Minute Stops have it. ABC stores have it. Have you been to the 7-Eleven over there? We go to that 7-Eleven by Acevedo's. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
they have good horse. They have good horse meat. They have good hash browns. What do they have?
They have really cool stuff over there. It kind of reminds me, the 7-Eleven here in Hawaii compared to 7-Elevens on the mainland are closer to the 7-Elevens in Japan. And you know how fantastic the 7-Elevens in Japan are. They're amazing.
Some of the best fried chicken I've ever had was the 7-Eleven in Shinjuku.
The 7-Eleven in Hawaii, right over on Alamaha Street here on Maui, they've got some amazing stuff. They have a, I swear to God, it was like a pizza. It was like
they have a pizza Manapua.
It was a pizza Manapua.
Yeah, dude.
Where I saw it and I was like, what? A pizza Manapua? I had to get it. It was so good.
It's they like the also have sun.
There's this thing that I'm a big fan of. It's like the Japanese answer to a Choco Taco. It's Japanese. They like have this fish. Ice cream treat where it's like a red bean paste,
not chocolate.
It's like a chilled red bean paste, like a sweet red bean paste, which is like a dessert type of thing to them.
Yes,
and it's inside this like. It's not like a taco shell, but it's like a very thin pastry shell, mm-hmm. and it's shaped like a fish. And it was something that I used to get when I would go over to Oahu, but they actually have them in the ice cream section at the 7-Eleven over here.
It's not like a cone, like the cone material.
If you guys get a chance, yeah, it's not like a cone. It's like a flaky, not like a phyllo dough.
Waffle-ish, though.
Yeah, it's got like a waffly flavor, but it's like a thin.
It's like a waifu.
It's
flavor.
Like a thin pastry. Mm. So if you get a chance to, and you happen to be over at that 7-Eleven, try that red bean paste fish.
I know it sounds so crazy. Good. Get that red bean paste it fish thing.
Also,
and it's Yum Town.
It doesn't taste like fish. There's no fish flavor. It's just shaped. It's in the shape of a fish.
Of course.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and speaking of coffee.
Wow, you are jacked up today on coffee, bro. I could tell.
Speaking of coffee, we should mention that Paia Bay Coffee, there's a show coming up.
Yeah.
There's actually two shows coming up, if I'm not mistaken.
Can I give you the voice of God?
Paia Bay Coffee.
Two shows.
There's a show on the 20th coming up.
That's February 20th?
February 20th. That's a Thursday.
Ooh, Thursdays.
There's a visiting comedian from L.A. His name's Mike Messalotti.
Oh, he's like famous and funny and stuff.
And he's going to be on that show. Corky Gardner's on that show. Chino is featuring. I'm hosting that show, so that's going to be a great time.
I hope you have at least six Jamesons while you host.
I just might. Mm. We'll see about that. And then also, I think like 2 days later, there's like another show at Paia Bay Coffee that I think Chino is going to be on.
Crazy.
And then at the end of the month, at the Parlay in Wailuku, that's February 27th.
Is that pirate themed? What's going on?
That's the following Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The Parlay in Wailuku is going to have another show. It's sort of a local comedian cavalcade. So it's going to be friend of the show Ivan, friend of the show Angie, friend of the show Chino LaForge, friend of the show Corky Gardner, and friend of the show Shahane. So between those two shows, it's all Maui's best comedians.
Wow.
Are going to be featured.
I see what you
between
did
those two
joke.
Shows. So you got a lot of great chances to catch comedy this month.
Yeah, I find out when you travel almost all the time and don't show up to any comedy shows, you don't get invited to as much stuff.
And then also, you know, let's say you don't want to go to a show. Let's say you just want to catch comedians in their natural habitat, like Chuck getting drunk. You can go to...
I nailed it last night.
There's two open mics on Island that we have every week. There's one at Vibe on Tuesdays. And that's over there in a triangle,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's usually, what time does that start? Like 8?
Between 7 and 8-ish.
Between 7 and 8.
It starts when people show up.
And then there's also on Monday nights, friend of the show Chino LaForge, he hosts an open mic over at Story in Paia.
And that starts on time.
That one starts very...
You got to get earlier, else you're number 16 on the list.
It's very punctual. And so that one is it's a little less loosey-goosey with the sign-up and everything. And also, those guys are very welcoming.
Yeah.
Because last night, Jimbo was at the Vibe open mic. And usually, whenever I've seen him on the North Shore in Paia, he always crushes.
Yes.
But
because it's slow pitch, underhand softball.
But in Vibe, when you're doing comedy at Vibe, you got to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give up the laughs easy over at Vibe.
No, they do not.
And so Vibe, the difficulty level for the comedians is turned up a little
bit. It's playing on hard.
But you had a great set last night.
Yeah, dog.
You were super funny. You had just the right amount of alcohol in you where you weren't sloppy,
perfect.
Chuck.
Perfect amount.
You were doing a lot of one-liners.
Yes, I'm tried.
You remind me of a young me. Because I was always very one-liner-y.
When you first started, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was very Mitch Hedberg-y. Mm-hmm. I was very dry, like Stephen Wright. like lots of one-liners when I first started doing comedy.
You know what's funny though? My MCAT joke works way better on stage. Like if I'm on a physical stage.
Did it? So last night, speaking of your MCAT joke last night, you started doing your MCAT joke and that joke starts off with, "Did you ever notice how there's a lot of Asian doctors?"
Yeah.
And somebody behind me said, "Oh, that's racist." And I turned around and I said, "It gets worse."
Oh, was that Shane's mom?
if you want to hear the end to that joke, come catch Chuck at Comedy.
Mm.
Also, we should mention, we should do a little Sinise Valise.
I'm so excited when I saw that.
This was something.
When I saw that, guys, Biscuiteers, Gravy Gals alike, my biscuit boys getting the biscuit bumps. Mmm. We got some Sinise Valise for you.
Yes, we do. So the Sinise Valise this week
is underwritten by
Condoleezza Rice. It'll advocate war crimes
against hunger. Remember when Bush and Condoleezza Rice was like the worst thing our government could be doing?
Yeah, who would have?
And then Trump's like, "Hold my beer."
Who would have thought that someday we'd be pining for those days? The Sinise Valise is also brought to us by Ryan Reynolds Wraps, available at your local pizza place. A former partner of Scarlett Johansson's stationery. So this week for the Sinise Valise, this is something that you brought to my attention. There's a petition going on online at
petition.com. What a clever name, huh?
There's currently a petition where they're trying to give Gary Sinise, friend of the show, Gary Sinise, they're trying to award him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which, as you know, Chuck, is the highest civilian honor that someone can be granted from our U.S. government.
Yeah, the second highest honor that someone can be granted is being a biscuiteer.
Actually,
that's how I feel.
Biscuiteer is third. Medal of Honor is second.
Oh, that's right.
Number one is
Number
one is head of Doge, because Elon Musk is actually now the de facto president.
Yes,
he is.
And his 19-year-old hackers have all the info.
He is now in charge, and he totally just like embarrassed Donald Trump. Did you see that press conference that Trump was giving and Elon showed up and he was all like tripping hard on ketamine?
No.
And he's just talking about how we got to get rid of the government and the judiciary process.
Yeah, because these judges are suing Trump and Elon Musk for breaking the law.
Yeah.
And their response is, you know, we should probably cut down the judges a little bit.
Yeah, it's like we don't need checks and balances in the government, because if there's checks and balances, how are we going to steal all the money from the U.S. Treasury? No,
that's all they want is checks.
Yeah.
They just want the checks.
They want to raise their account balances. Those are the checks and balances that we want. And I think we should get those guys into stocks.
Mm.
Yeah. The type of wooden stocks where you put their hands and their heads inside the stocks and then whip them in the middle of town and throw human feces at them.
Yes.
I would love to see that. Did you see Elon Musk's son wiped a booger on the desk in the Oval Office?
No, I watch a lot of Trump sons.
You can't make this up,
doing
guys.
Cocaine little dabs in their pockets.
Yeah, Elon Musk, while he was giving his incoherent rant about destroying the U.S. democracy, his son is wandering around the Oval Office, and his son wiped a booger on the desk in the Oval Office. So that's the state of our current democracy. But back to Gary Sinise. Let's get him. Let's get him that Presidential Medal of Freedom. Why is it called the Medal of Freedom? Because
it used to be called the Medal of France, but they changed it to Freedom.
The Medal of Frenchness.
Yes.
Because it should be like the Presidential Medal of
being cool,
being an awesome citizen.
Yeah.
Right. Or like the Presidential Medal of Extreme Citizenry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Medal of Freedom.
Medal of Freedom.
We're all Americans, so we're all free.
This episode's not gonna age well.
Not as free as like countries that have real freedom.
Yeah.
Like Norway.
For some reason
Sweden
also have like a different tax bracket and better education. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Not countries like that where there's actual freedoms, but I mean we're free to die from curable diseases.
Yeah, let's get rid of all that stuff.
And we're free to have our children work in mines again. Let's bring. I think the Republicans are trying to bring back child labor.
Well, that's the problem. Awesome. Is that some Republicans are confused because some Republicans really like minors.
I think they're sexually confused.
And then the other Republicans are like, "Well, I got to get on board with this minor thing," but they really just mean having children. You know,
right? Yeah, we know. Labor. We know that. That Trump loves minors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't we talk about what's really on everybody's mind? The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Or as I call it, the Super Bowl.
As you know, you and I, Chuck, we're huge fans of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, dog.
I know. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did, actually.
Yeah. Did you watch the Super Bowl Licks?
I don't. Oh, yes. What does the L stand for? I thought it was. What are they
50.
Doing?
It's Super Bowl 59. M is 1,000.
M is 1,000. Yeah, because like, Eminem. Remember Eminem?
Like Millie.
Wow, 25 years ago, that ad campaign.
Yeah, and so.
Whoa!
So M is 1,000.
Yeah.
And then C is 100, because like centimeter, centennial,
yeah.
Century. Oh. C is 100, because a century is 100. And then L
you taking
is
notes,
for,
guys?
L is half a C, I guess, because I don't know, if you cut a C in half, it kind of looks like an L, right?
Okay, sure.
I don't know. That one's not worked out all the way. I don't know what L stands for.
I think you need to massage your mind, grapes.
L stands for less than 100.
Yes.
And M stands for more than 100.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And C is 100. So there you go. But L-I-X is 59. So it's Super Bowl Licks.
It's funny that like Latin, the language, is like pasty white people.
And boy,
like,
did the Eagles get their licks in.
Oh, yeah.
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 Where did you watch the game at?
Is the at my house.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of Pokemon going on. It was a great day to drive around at exactly 12 miles an hour so my wife could play Pokemon.
Oh, because there's nobody on the road.
Nobody on the
road.
Yeah,
I watched the first half at my house, and then I watched the second half of the game at work. And as I was driving to work during the halftime show, there was nobody on the road.
Nobody on the road.
I made great time.
Let's talk about the symbology.
Of the halftime
the symbolism.
Show?
Symbolism.
Did you see the halftime show?
I done did it, yeah. First of all, well, Samuel L. Jackson, Uncle Sam.
Which is actually Samuel 50 Jackson.
Yeah, as we know.
Because L is 50.
Mm-hmm. He's been 50 since he started. Hold on to your butts.
Did you catch who had a cameo at the halftime show?
Serena Williams?
Yeah, the love of your life. The girl of your dreams, Serena Williams, crip walking at the Super Bowl halftime show. Mm. Could you believe it?
Yes.
Were you scared?
Crip walking. I was, you know, I was worried that Christy would start to get onto something, but she didn't. She didn't care.
So can we talk about, do you know about like the Kendrick and Drake feud?
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked about this on the show before. Mm-hmm. But there was this huge feud going on between Kendrick Lamar and Drake, and
from TV show Degrassi High.
From Degrassi, he was the kid in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
In Degrassi, and it kind of culminated in Kendrick Lamar releasing "Not Like Us," which was a song that called Drake a pedophile.
It made
an allusion to him being a pedophile, and there's a really great line in the song where he says, "You're trying to strike a chord, and it's probably a minor."
Oh, it's good. It's good burn.
And
educational.
And that song got so big that Drake pretty much had to resign from the rap feud.
Well, he did a diss track back, but it was lame sauce.
But it was lame, and everybody like collectively agreed that Kendrick Lamar won. Also, Drake was so salty about the whole thing that he sued Kendrick's record label for releasing the song and promoting it, which is basically just being a huge crybaby.
Stop it!
Kendrick Lamar at the Grammys that just happened, he won like 5 Grammys for that song alone.
Crazy.
Which is the same amount of Grammys that Drake has won during his entire career.
Yeah, which is pretty much
so
over.
It's been a pretty rough week for Drake. Also, during the halftime show, the line where he calls Drake a pedophile, he's like close up to the camera, looking directly into the camera, singing to
Drake. So this is
like,
the biggest television event of the year.
Right.
Everyone's tuned in.
Looking into Drake's eyes, and then the line where he says it's probably a minor, everybody in the entire stadium is singing along. They're all going, "A minor!"
Yeah.
And Kendrick Lamar is wearing a silver chain, and on the chain, did you see what it was?
No.
It was a lowercase a.
Oh my God.
Was the chain that he was wearing. That's bad enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're being clowned during the biggest watch television event of the
year.
Why
don't we kick Drake out of the country? He's a pedophile immigrant.
There were two people that appeared that made cameos. SZA.
Don't know who that is.
SZA is a female music artist who performed with Kendrick.
Okay.
And she is also Drake's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, when were they dating?
And then also...
What age was that?
When she was 12. No. Also, Serena Williams is also Drake's ex-girlfriend.
Jeez.
Two of your exes are dancing to a song that is a diss track of you that just won a bunch of Grammys during the Super Bowl halftime show. How demoralizing.
So the only way that Drake is ever going to stay relevant is because of that meme, right? Where he's looking at something and it's like...
He's like approving of one and then disapproving of the other thing.
Like,
that was...
I thought you were going to talk more about like the black rights symbology of it.
I mean...
The American flag.
No one cares about
all
that.
Black people because America was built.
Yeah, and then the flag was divided in half because our country is divided.
As they say in Texas... They weren't slaves. They were first brought over as indentured servants.
Indentured servants.
Who just couldn't afford it. So they had to have multi-generational people stay there.
And there
the
was
first black people came over here on purpose, Vince. We definitely didn't kidnap them. Do you remember like 14 years ago, Madonna did the Super Bowl?
No.
Very unmemorable. And
remember when the Jonas Brothers did the Super Bowl halftime show?
No.
I remember when Tom Petty was pretty good.
Whoa.
Tom Petty was pretty good. Katy Perry.
Whoa, that was a good
one. With the Sharks.
That was a good one.
That was a great one.
Oh, man.
That was good stuff.
Baby.
But also, there was a lot of reaction shots of Donald Trump at the Super Bowl, who also got booed when they... He got booed at the Super Bowl, but then again, so did Taylor Swift, America's sweetheart. She got booed because there was a lot of Eagles fans, and since she's dating the guy from the Chiefs, when they cut to her, all the Eagles fans booed her.
Mm.
Because there's nothing that Eagles fans love more than to boo people.
Boo.
So they did boo Taylor Swift. Donald Trump was universally booed by most of the people at the Super Bowl.
So and on his Facebook page, Donald Trump talks about him not getting booed.
And then
how much they booed Taylor Swift.
Exactly, because he definitely did get booed. They booed him while John Baptiste was doing the national anthem, when he was singing the national anthem.
Friend of the show, Mark Baptiste, singing the national anthem?
And,
wow, he's got pipes, baby.
Fox, they showed like a clip of Donald Trump for like 3 seconds, and then people were booing him, so they immediately cut away super fast. It was pretty embarrassing for Donald Trump. And Fox was like, just cut away. We can't show
Fox
him.
On the run, baby.
We can't show him being booed. But here's the thing, Chuck. I want to talk
Vincent
about
Fodi on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Even though Donald Trump,
who is Donald Trump?
Even though Donald Trump reportedly was not impressed by the Super Bowl halftime show, I would like to think that secretly the whole thing with Kendrick Lamar dissing Drake was an op.
An original poster?
It was OP, an original poster, and I'm going to tell you why, Chuck. Let me play.
Tell
a little
me
conspiracy
why.
As you know, Drake...
Kendrick 50R.
As you know, Kendrick Lamar... Also, Kendrick is a rapper from Compton. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Both of them were at the Super Bowl. One of them is a convicted felon. Which one do you think it was, Chuck?
The rapper from Compton or the president of the quote-unquote free world.
Which one's a convicted felon? Drake is from Canada. Kendrick is from the good old U.S. of A.
Mm.
All right. And as we know, there's a lot of tension between Canada, our neighbors to the north, and the U.S. of A, and Donald Trump in particular right now. Because what is Donald Trump trying to do?
Mess up our beautiful relations with Canada. We have trees. Why are we taking Canadian trees?
He's also trying to convince them to join America and become the 51st state.
Do you think Great Britain is like a little upset about this?
He's trying to like pressure them into joining America and becoming the 51st state.
Yeah.
And also, we know that who was the former Prime Minister of Canada? Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau, as we know, had sex with Donald Trump's wife, Melania. Allegedly, Trudeau cucked at Donald Trump because there's a lot of rumors going around
that's
that Melania had an affair with Justin Trudeau.
Wow.
And if you've ever seen the pictures of them together, when she is in the presence of pretty much anybody besides Donald Trump, she lights up.
She's glowing.
She is glowing. She has a glow about her more than the AI version of Donald Trump, who's been making all of this public.
He's so different. He's so different.
But I feel what Kendrick Lamar did to Drake, and by extension, the entire country of Canada, was so demoralizing that we might just shame them into becoming our next state.
Yes, that's how it works. We're negging Canada.
Yeah, we negged Canada so hard that during the Super Bowl halftime show that we might just have to let them come over,
do the same
come
thing
over
for
to our
Greenland,
side.
Greenland, Gaza Strip, and Panama.
I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody was like, we're gonna take over Greenland and call it Red, White, and Blueland. Which, at this point, I can't tell if that's a joke or not.
I mean, how is Denmark going to fight us? They can't, you know?
I mean, it's not going to happen, obviously. But
I don't know. It might. There's a lot of rich nutrients there.
There is. And also, like Ukraine, we were talking about before Donald Trump wanted nothing more than to just let Ukraine get taken over by Russia. Because as we know, Donald Trump is being controlled by Vladimir Putin. But now,
just because Vladimir Putin uses the same type of fire hosing technique that Trump uses doesn't mean they're in cahoots. The bank statements mean they're in cahoots.
Yes. And also, like,
I mean, really, Trump, you're going to use a Zelle between him and you?
And also, like,
you're not even trying to hide it. It's a Zelle.
We also talked about the fact that when Elon Musk was getting the funding to buy Twitter, a lot of that money came from Russian
oligarchs.
Yeah,
he got a Venmo from the Kremlin.
A Kremlo.
Yay, all right.
You know what is even more important to Donald Trump than Vladimir Putin?
Grabbing people by the vagina?
No, being bribed.
Oh.
And as we know, he recently asked Ukraine for like $500 billion worth of minerals and stuff like that, and precious metals. So Ukraine might just give us a bunch of like silver or whatever, or
silver,
lithium
and gold.
I think they basically just want a bunch of lithium for Elon Musk to make his Tesla batteries.
Yeah,
so whatever is good for Elon is basically what President Trump is going to do. Or I'm sorry, Vice President Trump. Elon is the one in charge right now.
Does your Google map say Gulf of America?
I don't know. But did you see that Google calendars also took off like Pride Month and Black History Month?
Whoa.
Yeah. Not only has Google Maps bent the knee and renamed it
the Gulf
of America, they have also conceded and they got rid of like Pride Month and Black History Month and everything off of Google calendars. So do you remember a couple years ago when Google took out of their mission statement the phrase "don't be evil"? I don't know if you guys remember this extensively. We did talk about this before, but when Google was founded, the guys that founded Google, they wrote into like their corporate mission statement, one of their goals is don't be evil. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years ago, Google was like, let's take that out.
Didn't Thiel and Musk both invest heavily into Google?
I wouldn't doubt that.
They did.
But Google literally took the words out of their corporate mission statement, don't be evil. They got rid of that. And they've been getting more and more evil ever since.
So I gotta use DuckDuckGo, baby. Or Bing. I use Chandler Bing.
No, I
don't.
As much as I hate Google,
no, you don't.
I would never use Bing. I would use DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is also good. Also, Tor is really good because they're both private searches as well.
Did you hear about the Associated Press this week?
No. Tell me more.
So the Associated Press, which is probably one of like the most neutral, good-doer news sources in America. Like when you read other newspaper articles, they always quote the AP, right? The Associated Press is always doing like the Lord's work, and then other articles take it and put in their own editorials, right?
Okay.
The Associated Press refuses to call it Gulf of America. So Trump has banned the Associated Press, the press. He's banned the press from coming into the White House.
Oh, yeah. He also banned, was it the Washington Post and Newsweek, I think, were both banned from like the Pentagon and the White House as well. So, but now you're saying the entire Associated Press has been banned?
Funny thing is, the Associated Press tweeted this or whatever that they publicized.
So they took the same stance that I took about calling Twitter X.
Yes, and then they're just like
we're not going to do that.
It's because the way it's phrased, the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
they are getting banned from the White House for not using the White House's preferred pronouns.
Oh.
Come on!
That's funny.
Come on!
Yeah, we know how Republicans care about their pronouns.
And thank God we're going to defund the Department of Education because no one will get that joke in the future.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, I can't wait till we get rid of the Department of Education, because as Donald Trump said, he loves the uneducated.
He does.
The only way to make more Trump supporters is to get rid of education.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even being shy about it.
Although there is one thing that
they're basically coming out and saying, if we lower the standard of education and make people dumber, we will have more Republican voters.
Yeah. Yep.
There you have it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to get rid of democracy.
One thing that DOGE is doing, though, is they are auditing the Pentagon and the Department of Defense, which has failed 7 audits in a row.
I have chicken katsu in my teeth.
Audits don't happen every year. Sometimes they're 2-year audits. So they've failed for like forever. And it turns out Boeing was overcharging them 8,000% for soap dispensers.
Well, we know Boeing would never do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And Boeing would never like line their pockets at the expense of the quality of what they're doing.
No, or kill people who are whistleblowers.
Or spend all their money on stock buybacks instead of fixing their airplanes.
Yeah.
Oh, another cool thing about the Serena Williams thing that I just wanted to mention.
Everything is cool about Serena Williams.
This was something that I wasn't aware of, but Serena Williams, the crip walk that she did, mm-hmm. was actually a direct reference to a small little, it wasn't a scandal, but it was like a little kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle, you say?
During a celebration at Wimbledon one time, mm-hmm. she did a little crip walk.
Yeah, dog.
And I guess that enraged snooty rich white people.
Yes, the queen who gets a banana's cut.
Because they're like, this black lady is dancing? We can't have that.
Can't have that.
And so apparently there was like a little dust up involving
all dances and music are just originally stolen and appropriated from black culture.
Right. It started with all this country music and all of
Led Zeppelin,
all of jazz, everything.
Everything. Just stole. Good thing that's the only thing we've ever stolen from them. Not we. I'm Irish. I don't do anything.
Not their families. So having her doing that crip walk was sort of like, it was a cool little way of being like, oh, you got in trouble for doing this at Wimbledon? Well, now you're going to do it during the Super Bowl halftime show to the biggest audience on the planet.
No one watches Wimbledon.
And so that just another cool little Easter egg snuck into Kendrick Lamar's brilliant halftime show.
Hello, what was it, the Do Not Hate commercials?
I don't know, because Donald Trump was at the Super Bowl. And he embodies hate. Yeah. So I don't know why the NFL is I think the NFL is slowly walking back their do not hate messaging.
Well, because who did they put in for their do not hate?
Snoop Dogg, who got a lot of flack because he performed at Trump's inauguration.
Yep.
But you want to do a little follow-up junction, Chuck?
Yeah, I wish we could stop talking about this, to be honest with you.
Yeah, let's move on to a little follow-up junction. Why don't you blow your little train whistle there?
Boop!
Where's your train whistle?
It's in my cubby. Here, you carry the conversation. I got it.
Follow-up Junction is brought to us by Topher Grace's Etiquette School. When you go for grace, call Topher Grace. Follow-up Junction is brought to us by Macaulay Culkin's Caulk Guns. No one handles caulk like Macaulay Culkin. Don't remodel your home alone. Follow-up Junction is brought to us by Sylvester Stallone's Speech Therapy Center for when your speech skills are a little rocky.
Follow-up Junction is brought to us in part by James Franco's Hot Dogs. His Franks are frankly the best.
Frankly
unless
the
he's your
best.
Teacher. And then apparently they're not as good.
Last week for Morningwood, we talked about the fact that when you're in the EU, you can download porn apps for your Apple phone. And in like a month from now, you and I are going to be in Italy.
Yeah, dog.
So I was wondering, we should go and do a little experiment, see if we can download some porn apps on our phone.
Oh, while we're there.
While we're in the EU.
Uh-huh.
Because Italy is part of the European Union. So that'd be a fun little experiment. So hopefully we'll be able to download some porn apps while we're
over
there.
Yeah, I hate it because sometimes I want to go on one of my favorite websites, patriotpancakes.com.
Yeah.
And I type the P in and then you're not going to guess what pops up.
Pornhub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it saved to your home screen at your house.
Uh-huh. And also for Follow-Up Junction, last week we talked about soft-baked chocolate chip cookies. And I was kind of wondering, like, how do you get the difference between like crispy chocolate chip cookies, which some people like, and the soft baked chocolate chip cookies.
They stay soft forever, just like you.
And I found out that there's a couple of ways that you can make your cookies come out as softer, like soft baked cookies. One is you don't want to do a Republican type sugar where you want to segregate your white and your brown sugar. You want to integrate and use two different types of sugar. So you want to use white and brown sugar because they cook at different temperatures and they soften up at different temperatures. And so by doing that, that's a great way to make sure that your cookies stay a little bit softer. Also, a friend of the show, Shahane, sent me a little thing about butter. And
the temperature of your butter.
The temperature of your butter does play a big role in it. You want to make sure that you use melted butter instead of just mixing the butter in, because when you use melted butter, it more equally distributes throughout the cookie and it coats the flour better, which helps the flour soften up and stay a little bit softer.
It makes the cookies a little bit wider and it gives it that incredibly crispy, delicious like egg.
It does make the cookies wider, right. And you know what? Also, You don't want the cookies to be super wide, though. You want them to be a little bit taller so that they're a little bit thicker in the middle, which stops them from cooking all the way. And a way to make sure that your cookies stay a little just slightly taller and thicker in the middle is by refrigerating your cookie dough and chilling it before you bake your cookie dough.
At least an hour.
At least an hour, sometimes overnight. So if you do have the opportunity to refrigerate your cookie dough before scooping it and putting it on a pan, that's a great way to go.
Yeah, overnight oats. We need overnight cookies.
And then the number one thing is, you know, when we cook a lot of barbecue, Chuck, you and I.
Love it. I love my meats.
And you love using your smoker. And anytime you're doing something like a brisket, the key to great meat is, what do they call it?
Low and slow.
Slow and low. That is the tempo, as the Beastie Boys said. And so slow and low is great for meat, but it's bad for cookies. Okay?
Yes. Because learned you don't smoke your Chips Ahoy.
Don't smoke your Chips Ahoy, guys. Basically, what you want to do is when you're cooking your cookies, you want to cook them at least 350, maybe even 400 degrees. You want to cook them at a hotter temperature for a shorter amount of time, because the more time that your cookies spend in the oven and exposed to that hot, dry heat inside the oven, the more it's going to dry out your cookie. And moisture is key for keeping your cookies nice and soft. So it might sound counterintuitive, but cooking your cookies at a higher temperature shortens the cook time, and then that keeps them nice and chewy.
Hot tip, if you make brownies, cook them halfway, take them out, walk your dog, put them back in the oven.
Yes, exactly.
Alton Brown taught me that.
I love brownies that are nice and gooey on the inside. Isn't that delicious? Oh, I love it so much.
They make brownies that look like colons, so you pour in your brownie batter and it's this big like S-shaped, so you only get edges.
Oh, I thought you meant like a colon, because brownies look like what comes out of your colon.
Yes, I agreed.
Sometimes. But I have seen those S-shaped ones, so it's like all edges. Mm-hmm. And some people love the brownie edges.
Yep, and those people should be put on the list.
Now, since we're talking about cookies, why don't we do just a little bit of Gluttony Club? We're getting close to the end of the show
here. Yeah, doggy. Well, it happens when you show up 8 minutes late, though the show just flies on by.
How much time did we spend talking about the Super Bowl?
I mean, well, you know what? It was good. Super Bowl.
And you know what?
Wait. What's your favorite Super Bowl snack?
Like a seven-layer dip.
Well, we'll love the seven-layer
dip. I love a big sloppy...
Hot take.
And hot wings. I love hot wings.
Seven-layer dip. You mix cream cheese and sour cream.
Okay. I love sour cream. I love sour cream and everything. And also, not for nothing, I'm from Philadelphia. I'm an Eagles fan. I just want to say congratulations to the Eagles. I don't talk about football all the time, but the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So let's give it up for the Flyboys. Come on. I mean, they humiliated the Chiefs.
And most of the cast of it.
And more importantly, Patrick Mahomes and Bradley Cooper introduced them.
Really?
Yeah. Hometown hero Bradley Cooper. He was in that. He's from the Philadelphia area, but he was also in that Silver Linings Playbook movie.
That's got such a good
which
soundtrack.
Is all about being an Eagles fan.
Alabama Shakes.
Robert De Niro's in there.
Oh, my God. That movie's so good.
And what's her name? J-Law.
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence. Who, if you ever want to see her butthole, just Google it. It's available. Oh, she was in a new movie where she was completely naked as well.
What?
Yeah, she has a naked fight scene with these people on a beach while she's skinny dipping. So
that's
I guess
so hot.
Since everybody has already
this
seen
totally
her naked
makes
anyway,
up for Western promises.
Since Jennifer Lawrence probably realized like everybody's already seen me naked, so I might as well just lean into it and like do a movie where at least I'm controlling my nudity. So she's in a she's in a movie where she's completely naked like front and back.
Why are we even doing this show? That's why I want to watch that.
For Gluttony Club, I just want to say, don't tell my wife, but I did go to Tajima secretly because I love their ramen so much, and she had to work, and I was like really in the mood for ramen, so I did go to Tajima by myself.
I've been eating a lot of ramenless ramen. You'd make the soft-boiled eggs, and you soak them in soy sauce, ginger,
yeah,
and like spicy stuff overnight. And then you put that, and I just do miso soup, and instead of ramen, I just do veggies.
And one thing that I was looking forward to having once I got off my diet for a long time was the Oreo shake from Jack in the Box, which you turned me on to.
Yeah.
Don't make that face.
No, I just,
you're the one that got me into the Oreo shake from Jack in the Box, Chuck.
That time of my life was It was dark. I wouldn't say dark, but there was a lot of blackouts.
I got the Vince meal from Jack in the Box, which is... it was 3,100 calories, the food that I ate from Jack in the Box on Monday. Cool. It's so if you go on the Jack in the Box app, you can get the 2 for $5 Jumbo Jacks.
Lovely.
2 for $5 Jumbo Jacks, which is a great deal. Also, if you use 50 of your Jack in the Box reward points, you can get a free Ultimate Cheeseburger, and I love their Ultimate Cheeseburger.
Okay, so we're at 3 cheeseburgers.
So we got 2 Jumbo Jacks. I also got a side of the jalapeno poppers, and because the Jumbo Jacks don't have cheese on them, I take the jalapeno poppers and I smash them down and put them on the Jumbo Jacks.
Which used to be my favorite nighttime.
I got 2 Jumbo Jacks with jalapeno poppers crushed on them. I got a 7-piece, the Ultimate Cheeseburger, and then I also got the Oreo milkshake, and altogether that's 3,100 calories.
No half and half fries?
No, I didn't get the half and half fries. Mm. Because the side that I got was the jalapeno popper.
Have you seen the $20 boxes they have at the Jack in the Box?
They are
app?
Pretty great. Yeah,
it's like a slop.
There's so many great deals on the Jack in the Box app. It's hard for me to not.
When they have
get
2 for $5 breakfast burritos, have you ever had the breakfast burritos?
I have.
So I don't know if this is true in the mainland, but the Jack in the Box in Hawaii use actual eggs. Like they crack eggs, like we crack jokes.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. What are you giggling at?
A friend of the show, Shahane, said that, Chuck, you should not be leaving your oven on and leaving the house. He was talking about the brownies.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, you shouldn't have your oven on when you leave the house.
I have like a candle
sometimes
burning.
I do that if I'm cooking a turkey, though, like all day and I got to go do something. But
I did it yesterday.
Don't leave your oven on.
I do incense burners in my wicker cabinets. I got all my towels in there on high. I don't empty. What else am I doing wrong?
You watch anything good for Spoiler Alert?
I'll tell you right now, I was plugging the show called The Bookie for a while, and I finished season 2. I don't think it's going to get a season 3. You ever watch a show get good, and then clearly there is like a rewrite halfway through it where they change their humor entirely?
Yeah.
It used to be like funny jokes and the wife and husband burning each other, and then it turned into like the last 2 episodes were full of like, I'm like pooping my pants joke. Like everyone, like someone's getting a colonoscopy and they drink that like fluid beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, ugh, it's just lame and whack, and I don't think it's going to get a season 2. And I was bummed out because it was so good.
Yeah, that's
but
too bad.
It ended up not good.
Speaking of shows getting bad, we're just playing the theme song from Game of Thrones right now. Also, if you're a Severance fan, Severance season 2 is on right now. If you're a Squid Game fan, Squid Game season 2, all of it is available on Netflix right now. Season 3 is going to be the last season, and I love, absolutely love the show Invincible on Amazon Prime. Guys, season 3, the first 3 episodes are out. It is phenomenal.
Is that with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson?
No, it is not.
Okay.
But now it's time for my favorite part of the show, Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is proudly underwritten in part by Aretha Franklin's Vasectomy Clinic. That's right, Aretha Franklin's Vasectomy Clinic.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
We'll cut you where you touch the pee. And of course... Wardrobe is provided by Glenn Close's Closets. Looking for the best closets?
You're getting close.
And of course, by Jim Croce's Crochet Kits. He doesn't mess around with slim, and he doesn't mess around with quality crochet equipment.
And our first question for Chuck Stuff Knowledge Buffalo comes from John in Buffalo, New York. He wants to know, Gavin Newsom is the governor of what state?
California.
That's correct.
Knows how to party.
He's also the owner of Plump Jack Wine, which is actually pretty good wine. Ooh. Our second question comes from Keith in Hollywood, Florida. Keith wants to know, where is Bruno Mars born?
Oahu.
That's correct. He's from Honolulu. Local boy. And our third question is always a sports question. Because as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
Lara, his name is Bruno?
Lara and Pukalani wants to know, how many points did the Eagles score in the Super Bowl?
42.
Ooh, so close. They scored 40 points against the Chiefs. The final score was 40-22. Ooh. But you didn't get all three, but you did get 2 out of 3. And you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says? And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of the Biscuits and Gravy. You can check us out 24 hours a day. Gravy War, BiscuitWars.com. Also check out GravyWars.com. It's a good cookbook.
And check out Ono Eats Maui on YouTube.
Check out Ono Eats Maui, Ono Eats Maui, Ono Eats Maui, baby. Vince, this has been such another great show. I can't wait to do this next week. Next week, we have a great celebrity guest.
Ooh,
and dig in, stay tuned, support your local media outlets like this. Make sure to read the news, get educated, don't homeschool your kids. And from me to you, aloha! Freedom is an illusion.